This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Cora. Hi, Cora. Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
Well, I took my routine mammogram, and I got a report that I was to come back in because it hadn't come out like they normally come out. And I went in for the second mammogram and then an ultrasound. And the mammogram, the second mammogram and the ultrasound both showed a difference in the last mammogram that I've had, and they want you to do a biopsy, have a biopsy done. So I'm trying to find out, I know it could go either way, but I'm trying to find out what kind of things, I just kind of randomly kind of happened upon your station yesterday, and I heard you talking to some man about reversing some things, in that area, and I just want to know what kind of things can I do to, possibly reverse anything.
Well, you don't know. You, first of all, you don't know that it's anything, right?
Right.
Okay. So you don't know that it's anything. So let's not even go there. Now, is the doctor wanting you to have a biopsy? You're saying they do, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of controversy with biopsies, and you've got a lot of people that say if you go in, you put it, the core needle. And depending on the kind of biopsy they're going to do, they're probably going to do the needle biopsy where they go in. There's a lot of controversy that you're going to spread cancer cells everywhere, and it's something you don't want to do. There's a lot of research against that too, though. So I've worked very closely with some oncologists, and I know I can tell you this for a fact. If it was my wife, I would have her do the biopsy if they found something, because I want to know what type of cells are in there. Or the other option is there a mass? Have they already found a certain size mass in there?
That's what they said they wanted to do the biopsy for.
That's what they want to do the biopsy for. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking my, are you asking my thoughts, or are you just wanting to know what you can do on the natural side to keep the body strong?
I'm trying to find out which way to go. I have no idea. I've never been down this road before, and I just need some help. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm up against.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think you definitely want to get another opinion. I would definitely go to another physician, whether it be a radiologist or an oncologist, and just maybe get some other opinions. Talk to someone about it. Go through maybe a 30-minute counseling time with them to get them to explain all the options. With the research that's out there right now, the biopsy, what they can do with it, with the information, is pretty remarkable. I was speaking with an oncologist the other day that I've worked with, and they were just telling me the research, you know, we think that there's, like with cancer research and all that, that there's just not been a lot of strides. But there really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the leaps and bounds that they've made. And I'm a big advocate of natural all the way around. I can tell you that there's a biopsy that needs to be done where they're trying to determine what kind of cells, whether it's in situ or not, whether it's invasive or not. That's really good information. And you know, the other option is if they definitely had a mass that they saw, the option is you could ask the surgeon or ask the group that you're working with if they would just cut around the edges and get all the margins and then go that route and then test the tissue from there. That's another option. But then you don't know if it was invasive, then they have to go back in, you know, depending on the amount of margins that they got. So it's just one of those deals where I would get another opinion. I definitely would not go the route. I can tell you this. This is what I would do if I was a woman, which I'm not. I definitely would not just do all the natural stuff and try to make it go away. I don't think that's smart. I just don't. I think you need to do everything you can right now, starting right now, everything you can to be healthy regardless of what might be there or might not be there. That's just good wisdom. That's just taking care of yourself. And I know you don't know what way to go and what. Here's the thing. Eating healthy, very important. Working with your physicians, they're going to come up with a good game plan for you. Get a second opinion, though. I think it's smart. Even a third opinion is smart. So you can have good information to make the right kind of decisions for your health. And there's a lot out there. But no matter what you do, you need to come up with a good game plan, or I guess a better way to say it, it would be smart to come up with a good game plan naturally to give your body everything that it needs so you can work alongside with your medical team all the way around so that you're making good choices. I mean, and the reason I'm saying that is because not exercising, not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, not avoiding stress, and then eating fast food all the time, that doesn't add up. That just doesn't make sense because you got to do everything you can to be healthy. And you want to do everything you can by the choices you make to give your body every chance that it can to make those good new healthy cells. And it's just about education, educating yourself, empowering yourself so that you can have the kind of health that you're looking for and so that you have all the weapons that you need to battle anything that might come down the pipeline. And this might not be anything. And that's where your mindset needs to be. But your mindset also needs to be that you want to be prudent and that you want to be wise and you want to make good decisions right now. And you can. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. But get some other opinions. But definitely do something. Out of all those options, I think it is smart because to leave it sitting there is not wise. And time is on your side. One of the greatest gifts that we have is time, and to use time for our advantage is something that is so important. So I hope that helps. And you know, find out what's going on. If you want to call me back here on the show, you can, or you can always email me. But we're here for you no matter what. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I just happened to listen to you last week as I was sitting here in the kitchen and saw all these health programs now that I have developed esophageal cancer. And you were speaking to a lady who had had the GERD for years. She had taken Prevacid or Prilosec. I have taken Prilosec, and I thought, wow, that's my story right there that he's talking about. And and mine then had developed into Barrett's esophagus, and I still didn't take it seriously.
And now it's to a place where I'm sure you've had to do something. And see, that's okay, because if you know better, I always say if you knew better, you'd do better. And now you know better. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going in this commercial break. And when we come out, we'll talk about Barrett's esophagus and what it's led to in your life and what kind of game plan that we can come up with from there. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Now, we're talking with Chris, and Chris says she's a new listener to the show and has been dealing with some issues. She listened to a show before. We're talking about GERD, which is a challenge with a lot of people, and she had Barrett's esophagus, and that's really where we were, and a lot of people struggle with that, Chris. But why don't you tell your story? I think people would like to hear that.
Yes. Well, I have been having regular checkups for the last, 10 years at least, with a gastroenterologist, and I think because there is cancer on my father's side of the family, and it was colon cancer, and then another brother who had rectal, and so forth, and so I was checked about every 2 years, and they felt that, and then my grandmother had what they thought was stomach cancer, but now I wonder if it didn't start as esophageal. Anyway, last December I had the endoscopy, the EGD it's called, and he said, these look like very suspicious cells, and I don't know if he was trying to soften the blow, but we need further tests. And so then I had to have another special kind of CAT. Oh, what was it? It wasn't a CAT scan. Anyway, lots of other tests were prescribed, and finally they decided that I did have adenocarcinoma. I did have cancer in the lower section of my esophagus there. Plus, okay. I had also developed a little bit of hiatal hernia with that sphincter that's right there to your stomach. So I almost had surgery here in Tulsa, but then decided to have a second opinion at the MD Anderson Center, where if they had to remove my esophagus, they would do it laparoscopically. And it hasn't come to that because the doctor said, we have found it early and we think we can treat your Barrett's esophagus with something called EMR procedure. I believe that's endoscopic mucosal resection. Is that what that is? Maybe you know
yes.
Better than I do. This
no,
thing has been very
no,
overwhelming
no, okay.
in my life. To find out you've got cancer. Anyway, so I've had
I'm
that
sure.
done, and I will be going back now about every 2 months for checkups, and I'm due back down there on the 19th of April now. So I have
okay, so you're
treated.
waiting to go back and
yes.
to kind of see what they say.
And they
and
told
in the
me
meantime,
at the point when I was there that they supposedly had gotten all the cancer. Now, I hope that's true. I'm still having a few symptoms, but I'm feeling very well and have a good appetite and so forth. So what I heard
great.
You mention
last
week was about the question of, is it a case of too much acid or not enough acid? And then you mentioned to the lady something about a test of eating 2 eggs in the morning. And I tried to write a few things down, but I don't have it in front of me. What had been mentioned, but it was wonderful to hear you give a new insight into these issues.
Well, thank you. What we were talking about probably is when you're dealing with acid or stomach acid, a lot of times as we age, we lose hydrochloric acid within the stomach, and so we're not able to break down the proteins and the fats, and then so we get acid reflux. And the acid reflux a lot of times we think is too much acid, but it's actually not enough. And so the food goes in into the stomach. The stomach doesn't have enough hydrochloric acid to break down the food, so you start getting that refluxing type action back up into the throat of the esophagus. So the reality is that you can do a little test with apple cider vinegar. It's not with eggs. It's more with apple cider vinegar. And with apple cider vinegar, you can take a tablespoon of it and with a meal. If you digest your meal better, you have less bloating, you have less burning, then that's probably what was going on because the apple cider vinegar will stimulate more hydrochloric acid within the stomach. But if you burn when you take the hydrochloric or the apple cider vinegar, then you have too much acid. And so that could be a challenge as well. So it's different. More people are going to have not enough acid than having too much, but it is, there are findings to have that. So that's a little self-test, but you got, you know, having cancer is a different animal. And I would do that little test, but you need to make sure that you document what you do, because that's got to be a decision that you make, but make sure your doctor knows that you're doing even that, even these little natural things. You want them to have that information so they can put it in your chart and they can know every little thing that you're doing, because all that stuff matters. But I will tell you this, that making sure you're eating properly, getting the right kind of nutrients in, the healthy choices that you're making every single day, all of that really matters. All of that matters, because when you're fighting cancer or anything else, any other kind of health challenge, you want to come with the right kind of weapons. You want to fight. You want to be able to know that you're not putting the things in your body, toxic foods in your body. You're not putting the wrong kind of things in so that you're not going to get, so you're going to get a better outcome. And the better outcome is going to be if you can make better choices. It just is. That's just common sense. And only your doctors are going to be able to watch over you every single day, but you've got to watch over you in some capacity and be a good steward of what you're doing when you're not with your doctors. So you've got to kind of have your own game plan of making better lifestyle choices. And that's why talking with other physicians in your area, getting good information maybe on the show, reading my book, Empowering Your Health, and other good health books that are out there, just educate yourself. Educate yourself, because no one's going to take responsibility for your health every single day like you are. No one. No one's going to be watching over you as much. Your doctors are going to give you information. They're going to do the test, and they're going to do what they do. But your day-to-day, hour-to-hour, making sure you're eating properly and exercising and helping your body make the best type of cells that it can, that's going to come by you. You have to make those choices. And that's why you want to get all the opinions that you can. You want to get all the help that you can. And you want to make the best decisions that you can make for you, because you've got some great people around you. But at the end of the day, it's going to fall on you to make the choice of what you're going to do every single day. And that's good news. Here's some hope. The body regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We know that. It is physiology. So based on the choices you make every single day and a little bit of genetics, depending on the type of cancer, that's the hope that we have, is to make better choices.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to express the eternal gratitude
and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
To the Senate race in Florida, the winner still not certified, and now there will be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Under the law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, it triggers a manual recount. And seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up 208 points, the NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Make sure to send me an email if you want me to make it part of the show. I'll be glad to do that. Or if you want us to take care of that in private, we'll be glad to help out any way that we can. You know, there's hope. One thing that we always lose in life, I think, in the society that we live in, with the news and with the fear that can come through everything going on in this world right now, we lose hope. And it's the one ingredient, I think it's the one prescription that we need written for us every single day. It's the one piece that if we lose so much in life, because our body can change, our health Life can change. Finances can change. Families can get better. We always think about how things can get worse, but things can get better. Our life can get better. Lives can get better. And if we make the right choices every single day, or the best that we can, it's amazing how things can really turn around. And our health really is our greatest wealth. And so based on the choices we make every single day, it's going to determine the kind of health we're going to have and the kind of life that we're going to have. What kind of health do you have right now? You know that the choices you've made leading up to right now has determined where you are. So if you're 50 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight or 10 pounds overweight, it's based on several things. Could be hormones. Could be the fact you've been eating too much for the last 5 years. You've gone through a depression. You've lost a family member. Or you've gone through a divorce and food has become your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about. And it happens. And a lot of people go through that. And they make choices, drugs and alcohol, cigarettes. We have crutches that we lean on because we are concerned or worried that maybe nobody cares and becomes a friend. See, the one thing that we lose in the middle of all that is the greatest gift that was ever given to us, and that is our health. Our health was given to us for free. You were born with it. Now, granted, there can be some genetic limitations, and there can be some defects, and there can be some things that just happen when we're born. But for the most part, you were given pretty darn good health when you were born. So what are you doing to take care of it? I always say this, that your health is a gift. And what you do with your health every single day, the choices you make, the water you drink, the air that you breathe, good quality air, staying away from toxins, exercising, eating the right kinds of foods, staying away from overdue stress. The choices you make every single day, that is your gift of giving back. Of giving back what was freely given to you so that you can make better choices in life. You can be a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better mother, better grandparent, more productive at work. And the amazing thing is about our health is that nobody else can do this for you. No one's going to put food, unless I'm elderly and to the point where I can't move my arms anymore, no one's going to put food in my mouth. And even then, I'm going to tell them what to put in me. No one's going to just make an executive decision on what kind of foods to feed me. It's not happening. So no one can make these decisions for you. No one can make you get your rear end out of bed in the morning and go exercise. Well, it's raining outside or it's cold outside. Who cares? Make it happen. Because no one is going to help you have extraordinary health. It's not just going to come on you all of a sudden. You have to have the internal drive and the decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. And you have to make those decisions. You have to make those choices. No one else is going to make those for you. You have to make those. And by making those kind of decisions, you can find out how you can truly thrive with your health. And you can. You can really thrive. Did you know that? You can. But you have to make the kind of decisions. And just begin to make those. Learn, educate, listen to the show, read the books, do whatever you can to learn about your health. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. You have to do that. Take responsibility for yourself. And also, be a great example for your kids. They're watching you. Do you know that? They're watching everything you do. Kids don't do what we say. We ought to know that by now. They do what we do. It's amazing. Something to think about. Walnuts may be the top nut for heart health. WebMD said that walnuts are the number one nut for heart health, says a researcher who presented the findings Sunday at the American Chemical Society annual meeting. That's because walnuts were found to have more antioxidants and better quality antioxidants than any other nut tested. Joe Vinson, PhD, is a researcher at University in Pennsylvania. He said that antioxidants protect cells, we know that, against damage caused by harmful molecules known as free radicals. The damage can play a role in heart disease and other heart or health conditions, actually. Nuts are good for your heart. We know that, Vincent says. But they can lower cholesterol, reduce the oxidative stress caused by the free radicals, and decrease unhealthy inflammation. When Vincent analyzed the amount of antioxidants found in walnuts and a variety of other nuts, walnuts came out on top. 28 grams of walnuts an ounce have more antioxidants in that sum of what an average person gets from fruits and vegetables. He says that is not to say they're not a replacement for fruits and vegetables, but they are strong in antioxidants. The researchers were internally funded by the university. You know, it's really interesting, too, because so many foods we read about and learn about are healthy for us, and they're important to be eating on a regular basis. Nuts are one of those superfoods, and walnuts especially, but these superfoods are so critical for our overall health. And just by, I mean, literally just grabbing a handful of walnuts every single day, and when you accumulate that over time, the intense nutrients that you're getting out of that, out of just something normal that would be in your cupboard at home. I really think food is our best medicine. All the way around, it is. I'm not saying it replaces medicine. I'm saying it's our best medicine that we can be eating every single day, changing our bodies, changing our nutrient profiles, changing how our bodies function by putting the right types of things within us, foods. And we control that. Learning the kind of nutrients that we need, learning what to put inside of our bodies makes such a difference with our overall health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Alice now. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. How are you doing? I have a 73-year-old mother. She's a heavy smoker, and she has really bad arthritic pain in her left ankle.
Has she made any radical changes in the way that she eats? Because, see, with arthritic symptoms, I mean, I know she's doing some different supplements and trying, like, the cherry juice and whatnot, but has she made any radical changes in her diet?
No, she's a very poor eater. It's constantly like eggs, you know, like protein, eggs or potato salad or something. And, you know, she just eats a few bites and, you know, that's it. And her health has really went downhill.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You just tell her this. Just say, if she's not willing to make radical changes in her eating patterns, it's not going to get better.
Oh,
arthritis is an itis. And itis means inflammation. Anytime you see itis on the end of a word, it means inflammation. So she's got, her body's inflamed. I mean, not just her joints, arthritis being the joints, but not only her joints are inflamed, her body's inflamed, her digestive tract. So clearing out the digestive tract is a real key. And having a strong digestive tract and getting it clear is, I mean, cutting down inflammation, it's everything. So when somebody's ridden with arthritis, they hurt. If they're not willing to make radical changes, and you're going to find that when you tell her that, she's going to have a real hard time with it. I mean, a real hard time. Like getting a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and going through the diet that's in there, the anti-inflammatory diet. The foods are really good foods, but there's going to be a lot of foods that she's going to have to give up that she's not going to be real happy about. And it's going to be a struggle for her. Guarantee you. And it is. For people that have chronic inflammatory conditions like that, it is really tough. And that's because a lot of it has come from foods and poor dietary choices over the years. And so by eating the wrong kind of things over and over again, it's caused some challenges within her health. Now, can some of this be undone? It's hard to say. I'd have to be there with her. I'd have to see lab tests and all that kind of thing to really, you know, get with her doctor and you make some wise decisions. But, yeah, I mean, it can. There's the possibility. But she's got to be willing to make some major changes. So that's the direction. Even though she hurts too much to exercise, that's really the direction that you'd want to go, is to make sure that she's making, I mean, radical changes. Not just eating one meal a day a little bit better. She's got to cut out gluten, which is an all flour-based food, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Cutting out cow's milk, dairy, the top two food allergens that we have that raise inflammation in the body. Increasing things like cod liver oil, omega-3 fatty acids. Looking at her vitamin D levels, getting her blood test done with her physician, making sure that those numbers are at a peak level. And then, I mean, there's so many things that needs to be worked on. But I would get her, I guess what I'm trying to do is really give you a starting point. And the starting point for chronic arthritis, for just painful, painful inflammatory conditions like that, is changing the eating. Thinking patterns and eating patterns. Those are the two with arthritis. There's supplements and all that you can take, sure. But that's for another time. First hurdle you got to get over with her is to get over the poor eating habits. Making that change first, well, that is the key. And when you make those changes, that's going to play a big, big role in her overall health with arthritis. It's just, it's a tough one. But she can do it. You just got to be her number one cheerleader. Got to be her encourager and be able to walk with her through that process. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Remember, the body changes every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. What kind of changes are you making now? What kind of choices are you making? The great news is you can change. You don't have to be living the way you used to. That's how we have hope to get our health back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lifestyle Coach, you're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Join me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now, 888-283-7272, or send me an email. We'll kick this segment off and go with Jay. Hey, Jay, what's going on? How can I help?
Yes, I have had for several months a small umbilical hernia, and okay. I'd like to use a mini trampoline. Using the mini trampoline, I feel better, but I'm concerned about making the hernia get worse.
How, when you say a minor hernia, tell me a little bit more about it.
Once in a while, I can feel my intestines poking out a little bit. It just kind of comes and goes. I'm not causing pain or anything. Sometimes I hear a little gurgling sometimes when I push back in.
There's no pain associated with it?
No pain. I'm overweight. I weigh 210. I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Sure. Okay. Well, I tell you a couple things. The hernia is something it's good to be concerned about it, no doubt about that. But I do think that, you know, using the mini trampoline, the benefits are going to far outweigh any risk. And you don't really have to jump hard on those mini trampolines. You can actually just bounce on your toes, just get it moving. The movement of the body itself is good enough to help with blood pressure related issues. It's good, you know, for the joints. It's good for pumping the lymphatic system, which helps get rid of any type of toxins in the body. It helps further the body's natural process of working. So as far as the umbilicus, you know, the hernia, I wouldn't really be concerned too much about that. I would actually focus more on being consistent on the mini trampoline and not going too hard. You know, because, again, the bouncing can be stressful. But if you do it in a very light manner, if you just go up and down on the toes, creating that pumping mechanism in the body, I think that's going to be pretty much everything you need to do. Okay, Jay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. There's an article talking about obese kids with big bellies that are at great risk for heart disease. Matter of fact, they said big bellies are now in our obese kids in America today, and it's increasing our heart disease risk. It says just as much as heavy grown-ups, young people, almost 90% are dealing with having lower good cholesterol, that's the HDL cholesterol, because of the big waistlines that they have, and is a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes, says Dr. Rita Basali at a medical college of Georgia in Augusta. Incredible. You know that one out of three of our young people have type 2 diabetes. That is staggering. So by the age of 11, and that's just unbelievable. So our kids are getting fatter. Where do kids learn how to eat? They learn how to eat at home. They don't learn how to eat anywhere else. The parents either teach them or don't teach them. And then, of course, the school lunches for the most part right now are a real challenge within themselves. So I encourage you, if you can, to pack your kids' lunch. Give them the things that they need. Follow things in the anti-inflammatory diet. No, they won't be miserable, and it's not twigs and berries. But, you know, be a leader at home in every area, including what you're eating yourself and what you're teaching your kids, so that our kids in this next generation coming up underneath us will understand what a healthy lifestyle is. It's one thing to leave a financial legacy or a spiritual legacy to your children, but it's another thing to leave a health legacy to them so they can teach their kids, so they can live a long and healthy life and pass that on. Because if we don't empower our young people, then they're not going to know how to empower themselves. We're the ones buying the groceries. We're the ones cooking the meals at home, or being too tired when we get home and buying fast food for them because it's easier and sticking them in front of the TV. Now, I know I'm talking to a lot of people right now, and it's not about pointing a finger. It's about challenging us, all of us, to be better parents, to be better leaders and examples. Kids don't do what we say. They do what we do. And it's very important with our young people to avoid type 2 diabetes, to avoid the big bellies that they're getting right now. And their little cholesterol levels should be normal. And I see clinically all the time we see cholesterol levels that are staggering. You would see in a 13, 12-year-old child, we're seeing cholesterol levels of 250 and, you know, 275 and triglycerides 400. That's staggering. It's hard on the body's health. It's hard on the heart at that age. And it's amazing. We have to do something. We have to make changes in our own lives so that we can be leaders and examples to our young people, because if not, we're going to lose the next generation in their health, and they're going to grow up. Right now, the greatest drug that we have is fast food. The fast food system, it's making our nation sick. It's one of the greatest challenges that we have, because we're in such a society that has to have things quick, and we want it, and we want it now, and we're always in a hurry. And our kids are suffering because of it. And so until we make these changes, we're going to see continued health decline in our young people. And I think the study that just came out regarding obesity in our kids and type 2 diabetes is a great example. And we see these articles. I get these articles all the time, and I see them all the time, and I think it's a great despair to our kids. But we can make a difference. Every single one of us, all we have to do is lead by example. This is the show that's empowering your health and lifestyle coach. If you called the show, we missed you. You can always send me an email online. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift, and realize your best days are still ahead. 80% of your health challenges today are diet and lifestyle related. It means if you could lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's all about making radical changes in your health so you can get the radical results that you're looking for. We don't have to be our genetics, folks. Bring hope to your health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.